The race is on for Pinellas County Sheriff. Downtown Dave will be hosting a live debate between the current sheriff of Pinellas County, Sheriff Bob Gualtieri, the Republican candidate, and the Democratic candidate, Mr. Scott Swope. Tune in Wednesday, September the 5th at 10 a.m. to ask your questions to the candidates. That's September the 5th, Wednesday morning at 10 a.m. live on Downtown Dave, here on the Tan Talk Radio Network or on the web at tantalk1340.com.
Mr. Murray.
Yes.
I'm calling you from Egypt. How are you?
From Egypt. And how
I'm
is
calling
it?
You from Egypt.
And how is things in Egypt?
Egypt is great. We're chanting Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi, Buddy Verdi.
Oh, how nice.
We love your program over here. We love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. From Egypt, no less. How about that?
The Buddy Verdi Show. Big band music every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
You may be owed some money. After 911 and 411, call 541. That's 727-541-1741. Call Gulfstream Motorsports for a diminished value report. Due to my 28 years experience in the auto salvage business, I'm very good with wrecks. So if your car's been involved in a wreck, call me for a diminished value report. Call 727-541-1741. You may be owed some money for the lost value of your repaired vehicle. And visit us at GulfstreamMotorsports.com.
Sunshine State. This is Tampa Bay's Tan Talk.
Hi, I'm Dana Pepper Carpenter, and when I'm looking for issues that matter most to my wallet, I tune in to the Legally Steal Show with my good buddy, S.E. Day.
It's time for Legally Steal with S.E. Day. To be on the program, call toll-free this morning, 1-866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. Now here is S.E. Day.
Good morning, Tampa Bay and the rest of the world, especially my Blog Talk listeners. You know we do a simulcast show every morning here, Saturday morning, and the rest of the world is listening in. And, of course, you know me. I like to bring you issues that matter most to your wallet. And once a month, I like to bring in a special celebrity guest. And this week, my special celebrity guest is Miss Forbes Riley.
Oh, I love the applause.
Normally, you know that I'll start off the show with a good 6 or 7 minutes of ranting, talking about issues that are going on. But to have you in studio with me,
yeah,
that's big. Yeah. That's big. You know, if you don't know who Forbes Riley is, then that's on you. Something's wrong. You need to Google her. Google her right now. Forbes Riley.
R-I-L-E-Y.
R-I-L-E-Y. She is amazing. When I say amazing, and we're going to get into this. I have some specific questions that I want to ask Forbes. Forbes, one of the things that we do is I'm an advocate for small businesses and entrepreneurs, and you are living proof of being a true entrepreneur.
You know, one of the things I talk about is that I've never had a job in my life. I've never applied for a job. I don't have a resume, and I don't believe in that. I've always managed to make my own way. I mean, even going back to Club Med, so here I am 20 years old,
right,
working on Broadway as an actress and a dancer, and I take a vacation to Club Med, and I don't sing. And I notice on stage that they do this lip sync thing
right,
where you
right.
can dance, and I said, you know, can I work here? And they're like, doing what? I said, I don't know, I want to teach you guys how to dance. I go back to New York, and sure enough, I convince them in my early 20s that I should travel around the world and actually teach dance to these Club Meds.
Wow.
I created my own job. So it never made sense to me that you had, I mean, I look at the sit out in Wall Street, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I'm like, I graduated college. I had huge bills. No one ever promised me anything.
I know.
So I'm an advocate of finding the back door. And now with the internet and innovations and new ways to take, I mean, I'm a busy working mom. I've got 2 9-year-olds.
Yeah.
But I really do stress the idea that you find the hole. You find the niche of what you love to do. By the way, the way to get rich is to find your niche.
There you go.
What do you love to do? You love to talk on the radio.
I love it.
Yeah, if somebody loves to quilt.
Forbes, I love it.
You got the voice for it.
Thank you, dear.
I love to be on camera. You know, I sell fitness products on television. And I think if you're listening to my voice, that's how most people know me.
Mm-hmm.
They go, oh, my gosh, the Jack LaLanne juicer girl.
That's her.
Montel Williams. This weekend you'll see me blending. I'm all about health and fitness. And the funny thing for me is sometimes you take your adversity and your obstacles and you turn them into your passion. So I was a woman who fought her way her whole entire life.
Right.
I wanted to be an actress and a dancer, and I was a size 13, 14, about 40, 50 pounds overweight, and just got, I got crap for it my whole life.
I was going to ask, what drove you into finding that niche that you have, I mean, we're talking about 2010 National Inductee into the Fitness Hall of Fame.
Thank you.
Coming from a 13, 14, right?
Yeah, now I wear a size 2, 4, and I gave birth to 2 7-pound twins. And by
wow.
the way, yeah, and I did that at 42 years of age.
Wow.
So I think, you know, a couple things happen. Sometimes you take adversity, and I tell the story that I did not get on a flight on the morning of September 11th.
Okay.
The night before, I had been rerouted not to go through Washington back home to California.
So you would have been on that flight.
I would have been
on that flight. Thank God that you didn't, and you're here.
Well, you know, it's interesting. I do thank God a lot. On Monday, my family and I were in a car crash. I had 3 9-year-olds, my 9-year-old twin. This last Monday, a horrific 4-car car crash.
Wow.
Yeah, it was raining that day. They canceled school. We were
yeah.
going roller skating, and one car hit another, spun out of control, spun into a third car. She got shattered and sent her car careening into the front of ours, and there was no way to avoid it. And my family all walked away.
Wow.
So I do get a sense, and I'm going to start to cry, that we are a little blessed.
We are a lot of blessed.
Well, but you're blessed because, and I think you're on the same mission, if
mm-hmm.
you strive to help other people.
Yeah.
And so what I discovered through being overweight, through fighting through diets and finding things that didn't work and finally discovering the truth, I had the opportunity to stand next to the most amazing man on the planet, a man named Jack LaLanne.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get to stand next to legends very often in your life.
I agree.
I stood next to him for 8 years on television. We did 4 TV shows together, and I woke up at his home with his wife and my family, and that's all there was on his 96th birthday, and we juiced. And
wow.
I get a sense of this legacy that says, Forbes Riley, you need to be the person, the mom, the advocate that says, okay, a lot of the messages that we get about how we eat and how we exercise are not true.
Right.
He did this for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
He stopped eating sugar when he was 15 years old. He was on a mission to get people to live a healthy, fit life. He's not here anymore.
Right.
So I kind of took the torch from Jack and said, you know what, I think in my own way, I'm not him, don't claim to be.
Exactly.
But I am a mom.
Right.
Who comes from a family on Long Island who grew up thinking that McDonald's and Kentucky Fried Chicken was a Friday night, Saturday night treat.
Right.
My mom, God bless her, has been gone for almost 12 years. Was 260 pounds my whole life.
Are you serious?
You know, we didn't eat healthy. We didn't know.
Right.
And I think the messages that we get bombarded with, Coke, it's the good life.
Right.
These are dangerous messages. It's why we look at our kids and our population, 33%, not overweight, but almost obese.
We are the fattest country on the planet.
Well, you can't function when you're overweight. Your knees give out. You get diabetes. Would you like to live a healthy, fit life?
Of course.
So, but what is it worth to you? Is it worth a little education? Is it worth spending time listening to me? Is it worth finding out what a spin gym is?
Exactly. No, I agree. I agree totally.
You know, it's not as complicated as we think it is, but you do have to get a little educated and invest in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You got to make a shift. So I'm actually coming out with a new book. I don't know if you know this.
No, I don't.
It's called EAT, E.A.T. Enjoying All Taste is what it stands
enjoying
for.
Enjoying All Taste.
But
EAT.
It's a journal for what you eat and for what's eating you.
Okay.
Because, and it's not a diet, but it's wildly effective. It's a 6-week program. I do it all over the country with people.
Yeah.
And I find when people write down their food, not on a computer, but longhand, when you
mm-hmm.
actually get your brain to connect to your...
It imprints.
And you think
mentally.
About what you eat. Because I got
mm-hmm.
a question for you. Now, you're pretty fit.
I'm trying to be.
But let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
What does the word diet mean to you?
Die.
Die. Deprivation, starvation.
Yes.
Well, that sucks. How about we change that?
Yeah.
How about we make it very constructive? We turn it on its side. We make DIET, Decisions I Eat Today.
Decisions I Eat Today. DIET, Decisions I Eat Today.
When you go out to a dinner, any kind of dinner, what's the first thing they come over to? They ask you, what do you want to drink?
Mm-hmm.
Watch her face if you say, I would like some water, please.
Yes.
Then they go, sparkling or tap. I'm like, the kind that can, that's
yeah.
free. They're not happy.
Right.
The second thing they do is they put a big pile of bread on your table.
Yes.
I'm already hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you got bread. If you have children, you make
yes.
paste out of flour and water.
Right.
That's the same thing you make bread out of.
Exactly.
You shove that into your colon, into your system, and what
mm-hmm.
happens? It gets all clogged up, doesn't function properly.
Right.
That's my decision, because I love the bread and the oil, especially the little top knot there.
Right, I know.
My first decision is, ma'am, please take that away from me, because I'm hungry and I don't want to eat crappy bread. I want to eat your great entree. I came for your seafood. I came for something healthy.
And then that's a whole nother story.
Right. Second decision, portion control.
Yes.
Big old portion, just simply before it comes to her, say, would you just cut it in half and we take it home?
They bring me a big plate.
Right,
yeah.
right. But so, and then when dessert comes, you have a decision.
Yes.
Just because they offer it to you doesn't mean you ought to take it.
I agree.
You know, somebody said to me the other day, Forbes, don't you ever feel deprived that you don't eat cake and cookies? And I'm like, you know, I don't. because Jack LaLanne talked about how bad sugar was for you.
Mm-hmm.
He never ate sweets, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
He kind of equated it with dirt.
Right.
Now, do you ever feel deprived about not eating dirt?
No, I don't.
When I look at somebody gorging themselves on this dessert after a wonderful meal, I just feel sad.
Yeah.
I know what it's going to do to their metabolism. I know what it's going to do to their hips and the lumps that grow on their thighs. I've actually been in a bikini for the first time in a long time. In fact, I'm going to send you to something on YouTube.
Okay.
I created the silliest video, and it was somebody else's request, but I took it to the end because that's how I do things. I did the Call Me Maybe song. If you search Call Me Maybe Forbes Riley.
Call Me Maybe Forbes Riley.
You'll see me playing in my closet. Took one day to shoot, and you'll see me, oh, my God, in a bikini.
Cool.
I don't wear bikinis anymore. I'm 52 years old.
Ah, 52. Whatever.
So you got to check out the Call Me Maybe. You will totally laugh. Find yourself going to ForbesRileyBlog.com because I do post a lot of fun information. But I found shortcuts. They're just my little secrets.
So with you saying all of that, here's the thing that I heard. I hear passion.
Mm.
I hear dedication because you have a burning desire, okay, within you to help others. Everything else that comes along is just ancillary things that, you know, you really didn't shoot for because you have a passion, but as you have your passion, they fall into you. That's one of the things that I wanted to discuss. You were 13, 14, a size 13, 14. What made you wake up and say, I want to do this for the rest of my life? Not to make money. Making money is beautiful, but that's not why you're doing it. What was the turning point? Because my listening audience, a lot of middle-class individuals,
right,
entrepreneurs, business owners, inspiration. What made you change your mind and decide to go down a path that has led you to Forbes Riley 52.
All right, here's what happened. I wanted to be an actress more than anything.
Right.
I've been on Broadway. I've done movies and television. I finally got my dream about 7 years ago, about the lead in a TV series for Fox.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, man, I am set. I couldn't have been more excited. My kids were little. I was like, this is what I've dreamed of. We shot the pilot. If you search Fashion House and Forbes Riley, you'll see the pilot. And I sat around for 4 months waiting for that option. A couple weeks before we shot it, before we were ready to go to TV series, my agent called and said, hey, they've decided to replace you with Bo Derek.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and shattered my world. Literally, I couldn't move for a couple of days. This was my dream when somebody took it away.
Right.
Because they couldn't market it on my name. I was perfect for the role. I was so excited about it. And then my agent said something to me. And sometimes, again, it takes this adversity. I was literally shattered. My agent called me in the office and said, I'm going to let you go. I'm like, go where? I'm a 40-year-old actress. Are you kidding? And I just got a TV series. This is my dream. Don't you understand? And he said, look, honey, he said, actors don't make a whole lot of money unless they're wildly successful. You've got this whole little infomercial thing that you've been doing. You sell products on TV. Why don't you go brand yourself? And this is 7 years ago. I didn't know what he meant. Brand yourself. Go make money doing infomercials or selling product, whatever it is that you do. And if you still want to be an actress, buy your own movie. And I left with my heart in my throat going, okay, I can do two things at this moment, and that's those decisions. I can call you an absolute idiot and tell you how much I hate you, or I can say, hey, you know what, maybe God's talking to me through somebody else and says, all right, go brand yourself. What does that mean? And I moved from California to Florida because I was on home shopping, selling some fitness products, and I had my two little three-year-olds at the time.
Mm-hmm.
I sat in a room for a while. I kept asking myself, what does this mean to brand yourself? I don't understand what branding means.
Right.
And then I tried to look forward and said, what do you want to be? And then I said, wait a second, let me look around and go backwards. Let me look what I've done. I said, you know, you've hosted TV shows and infomercials, and you sell products on home shopping. Wow, and then I started to literally add up.
Mm-hmm.
I've never done this before with myself. Sometimes you have to get quiet and figure out what it is you do and what you want to do. And I started to add up how much money the infomercials had made, how much money I sold on TV, and I came up with a number that was $2 billion.
Are you serious?
I'd, in 20 years of being on television, had sold $2 billion worth of product. I said, oh, my gosh, am I the $2 billion host? And no sooner did I say that than the brand started. I was like, wait a second. Your whole thing that you've been doing, the acting is nice and it feels great, but if you could help other people,
right,
that's why you've always talked about this. And I literally got clear like a light bulb.
Right.
And then something else happened. Said, all right, so if you're going to brand yourself, you need product. Because I'd always sold other people's, you know,
right,
Jack LaLanne,
exactly,
Montel Williams. Where's the Forbes Riley? And then I sat on the mission. I said, what don't I like? Well, I hate my arms.
Right.
And the universe is very funny. Every day when you get clear and you say, by the way, I just did a thing called the Forbes Factor at my new TV studio.
Okay.
And one of the exercises we do is the I Want exercise. We change lives in one day.
And we're going to talk about that studio after our break coming up.
You got a four-hour show for me, right?
You know, I wish I had
a lot to talk about.
Yeah, I know you do. That's why.
Wonder how to make millions selling a yo-yo. That's what we're going to come back to. How to make $1 million.
$1 million selling a yo-yo. Stay tuned. Don't touch that dial.
Welcome, this is Jeremy Simons of the Family Law Radio Show, brand new show on 1340 and 1350, 3 p.m. on Saturday. We are going to discuss family law issues affecting the modern family, and that includes divorces, paternity, domestic violence, those issues affecting your marriage and your family before, during, and sometimes after. We look forward to you tuning in Saturdays at 3 p.m., and I can be found at PascoFamilyLawAttorney.com. See you Saturday at 3 p.m.
And now, your all-star loan lineup from Grove Financial. Leading off, vehicle loans. Batting second, Grove Visa credit card. Third, Grove student loan. And batting cleanup, the big guy, home loan. Holy cow, it's a grand slam from Grove Financial. Just look at those low rates. Apply today at GroveFinancial.org. Grove Financial Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and an equal housing lender.
Hey, business leaders, this is S.C. Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer finance talk show. Are you interested in taking your business to the next level of exposure? Do you have a product or service you're proud to share with the local consumers? If so, give me a call. Let's see how my voice can help take your business to the next level. Give me a call at 813-379-7248. Again, that's 813-379-7248. And let's put my voice to work for your business.
Tell me, what's the more extreme position?
I'm with Billy Joe Shaver, though. You know what Billy Joe Shaver says?
What's that?
If you don't love Jesus, you can go to hell.
Hell. You can go to hell.
You can go to hell.
Add that to my list of favorite songs next time. I'm sick of my old list of favorite songs. I'm going to sing a new one.
All right. I suck his head and all that, the kids.
Love to everyone. Here's my girl.
Mary Madeline here on the I'm Slim program.
Jesus, go to hell.
Time is in the morning. Right here on the stations of the Tantalk Network.
And welcome to the $20,000 Pyramid. Say hello to your partner. What is your name, please?
Francine Forbes.
What do you do, Francine?
I'm a student at the University of Rochester studying acting and politics.
Hey, you are a good-looking lady. And welcome you here. You're with a fine partner. Let me introduce you to your opponent for the moment. We have Troubled Waters, the King and I. What's the Bright Idea? Great Day, Daddy Long Legs, the Crush Hour. And Fran, stand by. We'll let Dick make the first selection.
By the way, a screw or something came out of our monitor. If we lose, we're going to blame that. Really.
Are you sure that's ours?
Yeah,
it's been rumored you've had a screw loose for years.
And we are back. I have in studio with me live the magnanimous, the beautiful.
Oh, God. Do you know what you just... You were listening to the $20,000 pyramid that I did when I was 18 years old.
Yep.
Oh, my, I wanted to be on TV so darn bad. You go to YouTube, you check out my channel. By the way, my second movie, I have a wrestling scene in my underwear.
Are you serious?
Oh, yeah, you have to find splits.
Don't worry, I'll be watching the movie.
Yeah. And then,
okay,
just well, you know, it's funny because I had two rules that I followed.
Okay.
One, don't do nudity in movies, which actually served me very well because
right.
It really will come back to get you.
Right.
And two, only sell things that you love. But if you go back, you can actually see Splatter University, the first film that I starred in when I was 30 years old, is being re-released this October for Halloween.
Really?
Splatter University. Yeah.
Now, Forbes, I've been watching you for years.
You're that stalker?
I was very close to it. I've been watching you for years, and I've looked at you, I've watched HSN. I've looked at the infomercials. By the way, you're the international infomercial queen.
Well, actually, in September, I'm up for my 9th Moxie Award. That's the big Academy Awards. I've won
right.
8 of those 9, and I'm up again this year. There's 3 of us nominated, and fingers crossed.
Well, I don't have to worry about it because you're not slowing down.
No,
you're not slowing down. 52, and you're full steam ahead. You know, it's like, what's next? We'll talk about that later. But let's talk about this spin, Jim, because before we went to break, we were talking about branding.
Right.
Okay? And you had to brand Forbes Riley. It was one thing that you are selling products. You sold $2 billion worth of products. But what about you?
Well, it's funny because you got to get quiet and go, what do you stand for? You know, someone said something very interesting recently. She said, the difference between passion and purpose.
Mm-hmm.
She got up there and she was at a business meeting and she started to sing opera. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, you're amazing. She said, yeah. My mom wanted me to sing. I got up there one day at an audition at Juilliard. They accepted me, and I said, I don't want to do this. I have a, you know, a passion for it. But passion is also, think about the passion of Christ.
Yeah.
You don't necessarily make money doing your passion.
No,
you can suffer. You can, yeah.
You'd be broke.
But what's your purpose in life? And I, when I got clear on that about how to help people, things came to us. And you and I talk language, and I'm hoping that everyone out there feels this. But when you're on the right path and you listen, and I don't care if you call it God or the universe.
God's right.
It comes to you. It gets clear, and you go, wow, I get signs that I'm on the right path,
mm-hmm.
and it feels really good.
Mm-hmm.
You go, this feels right.
Yeah.
So remember that thing I said about always do something that you love?
Yeah.
Well, so I was over in England doing somebody a favor, selling something on QVC in London that I didn't love. I'd made a bad mistake. Don't ever do that. And I'm sitting in the green room at 2 o'clock in the morning, and a guy walks in with something that looks like a yo-yo.
Mm-hmm.
I said, what is that? And I said, oh, it's a little fitness thing that we do in the office. It's like a five-minute de-stressor.
Right.
And I tried it, and it didn't work. And I thought, oh, this is stupid. And he said, well, I don't care what you think. I sell lots of these. I'm like, no, you don't. I said, I'm a fitness expert. I've been selling product with Body by Jake. I had my own TV series called Fit TV. I've sold every fitness product known to man.
Right.
He goes on TV. I watch him sell 1,000 of these, and I come back and I'm like, wait a second, come here. And I put it in my hands, and it is, in fact, these two rings with a steel center disc that vibrates and
right.
creates inertia. And when I got it going, I had an epiphany. 4 years later, I'm living my epiphany every single day.
Yeah,
I'm a martial artist for 30 years. I got mugged in L.A. and became a brown belt in Taekwondo, studied Aikido and Wing Chun, things you don't know about Forbes Riley.
Right.
Don't mess with me. I'll kick your butt.
I'm not.
No. I studied with that because I love Eastern philosophy. And so that was – and also, if you get mugged, you got to punch out your aggression.
Right.
I'm a Broadway dancer. I've been fighting my weight my whole life. And I'm also a licensed massage therapist. I'm actually 82. I get a lot of things done. If you can tell, I have a little career ADD. I just love learning and, you just do what you love.
Yes.
So I put this in my hands, and I said, oh, my gosh, Suzanne Summers is the Thigh Master, as
mm-hmm.
Forbes Riley is too. And I didn't know what to call it back then. They had a different name.
Right.
I eventually called it a spin gym.
Right.
Because the center disc spins. Now, here's the crazy
when
thing.
I'll stop you.
Go ahead.
When I first heard spin gym, I was like, I'm thinking spin because I'm a cyclist.
Yeah, she teaches spin gym.
Yeah, I'm thinking you get on this thing and you spin. And then when I saw it, I was like, okay, I really want to know more about it.
Well, here's the thing about this crazy little product. I took it. I ran into Billy Mays and Anthony Sullivan when they were
right.
doing a series called Pitchmen. They put me on their show, and somehow I got incredibly embarrassed. They looked at this and said, it's ultimately not going to work. The little girl, you should go home.
Don't you love it?
Oh, my God.
See, but wait. Because some people will hear that.
Yep.
And it will shut them down completely.
Because they have a different definition of no.
I had an agent tell me, well, I like the book. I like the way you have it laid out, but there's too many books out there on car buying. This will never work. Really?
Let me tell you something. As an entrepreneur, as a dreamer,
yes.
you cannot listen to naysayers.
Nope.
They're everywhere.
Everywhere.
They don't want you to succeed. They're scared in their own life so they don't succeed. You are the sum of the five people around you. Do you know that? The five closest people.
Yep.
Those people are complainers or not successful or overweight or cranky.
Absolutely.
Guess who you become? So
yeah.
I have 2 9-year-olds in my life. So those 2 9-year-olds supply me with dreaming and vision. They Santa Claus is here and Easter Bunny. They
right.
believe in magic and mystery. So that's the joyous side of me, and I've had that for 9 years where I believe anything is possible
right.
because they do.
Because
they have no limits.
Exactly.
And then you find I had to, just like you do on Facebook, I had to delete people in my life. Now,
mm-hmm.
that person could be your mom who says, oh, honey, you're a little too fat for doing this.
I'm glad you said that because 9 times out of 10, the naysayers in your life,
mm-hmm.
they're not outside your home.
Oh.
They're in your home.
Right.
And sometimes you have to delete. I'm not saying don't ever love. Love, always love, give love. But sometimes you have to close the door to people that aren't listening to you, and they may be very close to you.
I talk and I do speeches around the country and here at my own studio to inventors.
Mm-hmm.
And I love inventors. My dad was an inventor whose inventions went nowhere.
Gotcha.
And if he had spent the kind of money that I see a lot of inventors do,
mm-hmm.
that's when the wife goes, honey, did you get a real job? What are you doing? You're spending our life savings.
Right.
So those people are not very supportive because they have their own selfish means.
Mm-hmm.
If your life is to create something, and even if you never sell it, but that's what your passion is. My dad used to just tinker.
Right.
He one of the things he made for us, he took a half a garbage can, a lawnmower engine, paper mache, maybe my own Batmobile go-kart. You can find it on my website.
Hmm.
How crazy is that?
Yeah.
Never sold anybody, we had some crazy inventions in our life. So,
right.
And I love those people. I love dreamers.
Yeah.
Because let me share something with you. What is it that makes you happy in your life? I look at Steve Jobs, one of the most successful creative men on the planet, left this planet at age 56.
Right.
My best girlfriend, who was supportive of me in so many ways, I left to go to L.A. last year, had an asthma attack in front of her children and just died at
wow.
age 51.
Wow.
So I know we all talk about you got to make more money every year and you got to have a retirement and you got to – what if that wasn't real?
Right.
What if that treadmill, if you got off the treadmill and said, hey, what really makes me happy? What do I love doing that maybe doesn't make me a ton of money?
Right.
Every invention doesn't make $1 million. And
right.
by the way, getting $1 million, ask a lottery winner, is not the end of the road.
No, it's not.
It has all kind of other issues that come with
just
it.
Just the beginning.
But what do you like to do? You know what I like to do? I like to sell. They take my little spin gym, and I sell probably 20 to 50 a day.
Okay.
Literally just walking around.
Right.
I love to get the expression on your face. I love to see you go, oh, my God, this is crazy. I love to see the possibility that you think you could get fit doing this. I teach class. I teach free class on Tuesday.
Right.
I don't even charge.
Right.
Now, when I go on home shopping, I can sell 10,000 of these.
Exactly.
I do make money, and I got quite a head for that, and
exactly.
I inspire people to make money with their invention.
Yes. Yes.
So that, you know, reach out to ForbesRileyBlog.com. Let me know what you want to, you know, what you're up to. Come to an event.
Right.
And literally learn how to do this.
Well, what you're saying is you go into, yes, you can make money at what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
But you have a passion for it, and you have a passion for giving back and paying it forward. Because with you going around and you know, selling these 10 to 50 a day, right?
Yep.
At your and you're doing free classes.
No, by the way, the 10 to 15 that I sell
uh-huh.
is online at Starbucks. I had my Mac fixed the other day.
Gotcha.
Well, a whole bunch of girls sitting at the Genius counter, and I got three girls to buy a spin gym.
Right.
It's the craziest thing. Because, well, here's what's interesting. It does something for me fundamentally.
Mm-hmm.
I know you guys are not going to believe this, but I am shy. If I'm not, like, the center of attention,
no, I believe
I don't know what to talk to you about. I'm not going to go up to you at a restaurant and go, hey, buddy. But if I'm standing with a spin gym in my hand,
yeah.
I could just go to you, literally.
Yeah, conversation.
I turn to people at the airport online at security and go, hey, want to try something really cool?
Let me tell you, she's serious. I met this lady, okay? I met this lady in a, it was a corporate event,
mm-hmm.
okay? Wear suits and ties and bow ties and all this stuff. And I have this jacket on. And she walks in the door. You talk about believing in what she does. She walks in the door with her spin gym, and she's spinning. I'm here in a sports jacket. And she has me spinning. Sweat is popping all off me. And I'm like, okay, this is the wrong venue, but she's not going to stop. So it's real.
It is real. And by the way, I take them on airplanes. People sitting next to me ultimately end up buying spin gyms.
Yeah.
You know, the funny thing is I always have cash in my pocket. It's kind of funny. But I also get into these great conversations with
yes.
people. It allows me to be out there in a way that I've always dreamed possible.
It allows you to open doors with people where people have so much pent-up stuff.
Yeah.
And when you have a lot of weight on your body, okay, it messes with your psyche. And when you can open a door just with a simple conversation and someone is looking and saying, I can do this. I don't have to go and pay thousands of dollars for a gym set or a monthly membership at a gym. This is little stuff that I can do while I'm watching TV.
Well, because here's the secret that I learned about your body. If you step on your gas pedal at the beginning of the day and you never step on your gas pedal all throughout the day, how far is your car going to get?
As far as your gas will take you.
Well, no, it won't go because you're not stepping on the gas pedal. You're not giving it gas. You're just going to coast and you're just going to die eventually.
Gotcha.
It doesn't go anywhere.
Gotcha.
And what happens is when you don't go, you start piling weight on. Well, even if you go to the gym for that hour in the morning, throughout the day, you're sitting at the computer all day. We live a lifestyle that we're not accustomed to. We're
right.
animals that are used to being out there running and hunting and looking
right.
for things. Well, now everything comes to us. We sit in cars and planes, and we're growing fatter because your metabolism is slowing down.
Yes.
Here is the secret. This little thing in about 2 to 3 minutes boosts your metabolism. It's not a resistance band. It's not a dumbbell. It works so internally in firing all of everything inside of you
right.
that you do this 2 to 3 times a day, every day, for 2 minutes. You sit at your desk, you read your email, you do this. I've gotten the most ridiculous weight loss from people because now they're stepping on the gas pedal
right.
at 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Right.
It's not that energy drink or a cup of coffee that's going to get you to lose the weight. And by the way, people say, oh, I'm going to go out for a walk. You never go out for a walk.
Right.
You said you broke a sweat in 2 minutes.
Yes.
Obviously, it's a little hard to break a sweat at the office.
Yeah.
But literally in 2 minutes, you can change your metabolism. You also change your energy level when
yes.
you do this product.
Yeah.
I've been in the fitness industry for almost 25 years
mm-hmm.
with a show that I had called Fit TV. Everybody brought their products, and I've seen everything. I have never experienced a product like Spin Gym. Why do you think I've staked my entire life and reputation on something that you can hold in your hand
yeah.
that kind of looks like a yo-yo? because it works like nothing else. And if you found a key, don't you want to share it with everybody?
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
That's the mission that I'm on right now with this product. And I know, by the way, if you also Google, if you go to YouTube, you search a man named Mac Gray. Mac Gray is one of the first, Mac Gray plus Spin Gym, one of the first guys who sent me a video.
Okay.
He's a quadriplegic. He got hit by a drunk driver years ago. He's a public speaker. He cannot hold anything with his hands.
Right.
He sent me a video. This is one of the things that kept me going. He took Velcro straps and put Spin Gym on his arms. And when you watch the video, you can't help but go, oh, my gosh.
Seriously.
I have no excuses. It's Mac Gray. Then you go to Christine plus Spin Gym. Christine
right.
is 14 years old, 15 now. Cerebral palsy.
She
got the brightest smile in the world. You should just go visit Christine and Spin Gym because she will make you smile. I love
right.
this girl. I met her in a park. It takes her an hour to get Spin Gym going, so it does me good.
Right.
Because she has a hard time winding it.
Mm-hmm.
But she's in therapy every day, and she Spin Gyms religiously. Can you imagine if I could get people who are in wheelchairs to do cardio, people who are dealing with shoulder surgery? I'm on a road right now to get rehab clinics
right.
to understand that this is a different technology. I spent all my time doing this. So you kind of go, wait, my kids are also a little tired of me going, Mommy, what are you doing? But when you got a passion, I urge you as an entrepreneur. And by the way, I didn't invent this. This is invented by the Chinese 2,000 years ago.
Right.
You don't have to spend all your time and energy inventing.
Yeah.
You just got to get out there and talk to people. And if you're someone who's connected to an MLM,
mm-hmm.
a network marketing, I love those. You find a product that you love, you want to talk about. Okay, the problem is, how do you find new clients?
Right.
Put a Spin Gym in your hands. Literally go to the park and say, hey, want to try something really cool?
Right.
Don't sell them a Spin Gym, just get them
right.
to use it.
Right.
And the next thing you know, you're in a conversation. And then you might say, hey, you know what? I work with this product that's got a great protein shake or a new vitamin product. But it is an icebreaker unlike any I've ever experienced.
So now that you said that, I was reading an article yesterday in the Tampa Bay Business Journal. And the article starts out by saying it's a good time to be an entrepreneur in Tampa Bay.
Ooh, I like this.
Okay. Now, my audience is all over the place. Is it a good time to be an entrepreneur? This question coming from one serial entrepreneur to another serial entrepreneur. Is now a good time to be an entrepreneur?
There is no better time because the alternative is that you spend all your time trying to get a job that doesn't exist.
Exactly.
So what does it mean to be an entrepreneur? Entrepreneur means that you're going to create a business that generates money based around something you love to do.
Exactly.
And by the way, it's not easy.
No.
But it is very fulfilling. And so what it means is in this kind of economy, there's holes in the economy. You got to look for the white space. What is it that people need now?
Right.
You know, Facebook filled a very interesting niche. We all needed. We were getting very disconnected.
Right.
That's what that product did for us.
It filled the niche.
Yes. And you look around and you see what's hip and what's new in whatever field it is.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing that's wild that I'm on a path of is how do you make money sharing what you know? Think about this. You don't even need a product.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about being in the world of car negotiating. You know, if you're a – doesn't matter what you are. I talked to a guy who's a financial expert or a fitness coach. Well, you know, what's interesting is what if you got on a stage and said, hey, would you pay me a couple $100 to share my knowledge?
Mm-hmm.
You know, you get these guys who've been fired or displaced when they're in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. They have a lot of information to
right.
share.
Right.
Find a way through – a small community group, that's your business, to get on stage. And by the way, I coach this as well at my studio.
Mm-hmm.
How to share your information. Create a little booklet, an e-book, a Kindle book.
Exactly.
Now is the time to do that. So now you don't even have to manufacture.
Right.
But how awesome. I mean, think about what you know. Maybe you know about parenting. Maybe you were – I've never met anyone who isn't an expert in something, but it takes courage to declare that you are an expert.
You know what? I so agree with you. I started this. I'm only 2 years old in this. And doing radio.
Is that why you're wearing diapers?
Yes. I'm only 2 years old here. But it's something that I believe in. For years, I used to give knowledge to small businesses and helping them become better businesses, better structured business. And I took that passion in doing what I do now. I'm a credit union advocate. I've studied credit unions. I have a master's that deals with credit unions. So naturally, I went to the credit union industry. Now is a time, because of the economy and the way things are, people are hungry for financial advice. People are hungry for advice that's going to, as my mantra say, bring you issues that matter most to your wallet.
I love that.
That's what I do. And I have become very, very good at it. And people call on me for advice. This is what you're saying.
Mm-hmm.
You take your passion and you can become a guru at what you believe in, because you never know who's listening who needs some advice.
Think about it. If you're a mom at home and you're very well organized,
right,
you could actually teach other moms how to do that skill. I think most of us take for granted some of the things that we're good at.
We do.
And so those skills are very viable. Are you somebody who really knows how to manage data?
Right.
You know, maybe you got displaced from a job where that was your specialty, but you got all these small businesses. I'm one of those who really doesn't understand what to do with all the names I've got.
Absolutely.
Well, coach me on that. You know, get a product out there.
Right.
And the other thing that I talk about is how easy it is to get a book made.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't take years. And by the way, I spent 3 years writing Eat. I didn't need to do that.
Right.
I could have written it a lot sooner. There are secrets, and I'm happy to coach you on that, too.
Yeah. I can help you with that because I got mine out very quickly.
So the deal is my ugly book is better than your not written book.
Gotcha.
Don't let perfectionism, sometimes we let the perfect ruin the good.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But here, you know why you're listening today? Because you just surrounded yourself with two people who are on the path.
Absolutely.
Who are making it happen.
Absolutely.
So can you meet us in person? Can you come to a seminar where we're speaking?
Come.
Can you be part of our group? That is what I'm talking about, creating masterminds, creating things where like-minded people get together and flourish and share ideas and support each other. That's why I built my television studio, to do just this.
And we're going to talk about that television studio after we come back from this short break.
Good thing we don't drink coffee, by the way, because we'd be nuts if we did.
You are on the move, and I want people to know some more things that you're doing. So stay tuned. Don't touch that dial. This is SC Day in with Forbes Riley.
Mm-hmm.
Welcome, this is Jeremy Simons of the Family Law Radio Show, brand new show on 1340 and 1350, 3 p.m. on Saturday. We are going to discuss family law issues affecting the modern family, and that includes divorces, paternity, domestic violence, those issues affecting your marriage and your family before, during, and sometimes after. We look forward to you tuning in Saturday at 3 p.m., and I can be found at PascoFamilyLawAttorney.com. See you Saturday at 3 p.m.
And now, your all-star loan lineup from Grove Financial. Leading off, vehicle loans. Batting second, Grove Visa credit card. Third, Grove student loans. And batting cleanup, the big guy, home loans. Holy cow! It's a grand slam from Grove Financial. Just look at those low rates. Apply today at GroveFinancial.org. Grove Financial Federal Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration and an equal housing lender.
Hey, business leaders, this is SC Day, host of the Legally Steal Show, Tampa Bay's most engaging consumer finance talk show. Are you interested in taking your business to the next level of exposure? Do you have a product or service you're proud to share with the local consumers? If so, give me a call. Let's see how my voice can help take your business to the next level. Give me a call at 813-379-7248. Again, that's 813-379-7248. And let's put my voice to work for your business.
It's PJ Sports Talk every Saturday afternoon from noon until 1. Talk sports with PJ.
And then have Patrick Peterson just be a quarterback for half of the game and have him be a wide receiver for half of the game and return punts and kicks. And then there you go.
And then there's Big Deal Dylan.
Well, actually, this is just a fantasy for that. What would you think about the Packers and San Francisco?
Don't think too hard. It's PJ Sports Talk every Saturday afternoon from noon until 1 on the Fan Talk Radio Network.
Is there somebody who wants to talk to me?
She's the face that launched 1,000 products. TV pitch woman, Forbes Riley.
My whole goal is to inspire people to live a better life. And I get to do that through products.
Forbes knows a good idea when she sees one.
I think my genius, if I can say genius, is marketing. Is looking at what people want to buy.
Forbes Riley has made upwards of $2 billion selling other people's products. The former Miss Teenage New York struggled with her weight for years. But Forbes' greatest success came when she found an undiscovered product that hit close to home.
This is an award-winning German design. It was billed as a 5-minute workout over in England.
When Forbes Riley found the Spin Gym, it was being sold by someone else. It wasn't doing particularly well. Still, Forbes believed in the tiny exercise gadget and was convinced she could sell it.
We had to mortgage our house, our kids' education. I put everything on the line to be able to order my first round of Spin Gyms. And, you know, bless my husband for looking at me saying, I believe in you.
And we're back. Again, I'm your host, S.C. Day, and I'm in with the fitness guru. You know, every time I come back from break, I can have a different title.
I'm loving it.
Fitness guru, Forbes Riley. If you don't know who she is, you ought to be ashamed of yourself, especially if you have a weight issue or you don't have a weight issue. You want to sit around and get yourself in shape. Forbes, we've been talking about, and that intro was talking about the spin gym,
mm-hmm.
okay, and how great this little tool that you can hold in your hand. By the way, people, I have my spin gym, too.
Yeah, actually, if you go to buyspingym.com, you can see some of the videos. You can buy a spin gym.
I got to tell you,
the crazy thing is when I put in people's hands, they go nuts.
Yeah. It's like, what can this little thing do for me?
And you ought to see what I did to the Bucks. What people don't realize, I was also a magician. My dad was a magician, and I love this. Magicians don't do anything where they don't know the end of it. You know,
right.
You never cut a girl in half and she dies. So you know how the trick's going to end. I know that because of the way this spins and the gyrotonic resistance,
yeah.
that the more muscles you have, the quicker you burst out in a sweat.
Yeah.
Because you fire all of those muscles.
Rather while I was sweating in 30 seconds.
Because you got muscles,
yeah.
baby. Have you seen that today?
Yeah.
So I take these big football players who are literally go, what could that do for me?
Right.
2 seconds, literally seconds later,
yeah.
they are sweating going, what did you do to me?
Exactly.
And then I get them on the floor. We do this ab workout with Spin Gym.
Mm-hmm.
In 30 to 60 seconds, we're done. I get people just going, I mean, literally, Bucks players have said to me, you got to stop.
Yeah.
I don't know how you're doing this, but it's insane.
You're wearing me out here.
Yeah. So,
listen, you have opened a 5,000 square foot, is that it?
Here's the thing about see it, believe it, dream it,
right.
achieve it. So that little piece that you just saw is actually on YouTube. That's
okay.
the thing that E! Entertainment and Forbes magazine did for me,
mm-hmm.
which, by the way, I got through Facebook. I got through social networking. I didn't hire anybody to get me that piece.
Really?
Yeah, I've done a lot of stuff through Facebook. Again,
entrepreneurs, listen.
For free. I've spent money on PR firms. I got on the TV series The Doctors
yeah.
through Facebook. I can give you
Wow.
And about relationship, rapport, passion, consistency.
That's
those
it.
Are the things that drive you. It's not about how much money you got.
I mean, you're here today because of relationship.
Yes, and that
Absolutely.
Really is the secret. You got to be out there. And I've never had that much money. I don't come from money. In fact, my dad put his hand in a printing press when I was a kid, and I spent when I was in high school going to the hospital for 3 years
right.
as my dad was trying to recover. And we were broke. So
right.
I don't come from anything. I got a great last name, but I got to
right.
tell you, I'm not related.
Right.
So everything that I've done, gotten, and made, and I didn't marry money. I love my husband very much, but, you know, this has been me.
Yeah, exactly.
So I understand what it's like to have that financial, you know,
yeah.
thing on your head.
Yes.
So we were looking, you know, I had this dream, and I know he did too. He's a chef and a businessman, and he always had this idea that we could have, like, a little restaurant where people could come and take meetings with Forbes, maybe with
right.
a little theater in the back. And,
right.
And we were looking for a place to open up. You know, Spin Gym got kind of big. We couldn't do it out of our house anymore.
Right.
We needed to rent an office space. And we walked into a building. And remember what I said about signs?
Mm-hmm.
If you get quiet in your mind, the universe will actually talk to you.
Absolutely.
And it may sound woo-woo, but
no,
I got to tell you.
It doesn't sound woo-woo because I believe in it
daily. Well, here's one thing. I can't dispute this. My babies,
mm-hmm.
I had them after I went through the 9/11 experience. My husband is adopted,
mm-hmm.
and we tried for 5 years to have babies. I was 41.
Right.
And we actually ended up doing an in vitro.
Mm-hmm.
I got a little gift of a free round of in vitro through my union. I saw this little ad.
Right.
It's so weird. And they said, we have to pick a day quickly because your eggs are getting old. And I picked a day. We went through the first round. Get this. My twin babies, the first year after my mom and dad passed away,
mm-hmm.
my babies were conceived on March 20th, my mom's birthday.
Hmm.
They are due on December 7th, my dad's birthday.
Are you serious? See, that's all universe.
When I pushed out 2 7-pound twins on December 4th, I drank a little castor oil so I could do it.
Right.
I had two beautiful babies show up, 7 pounds each.
Wow.
The whole mom and dad thing.
Yeah.
Now, I don't care what you say. I'm hoping you just got chills, everybody in the audience, because I do every time I tell that story.
Yeah.
Because that's a fact.
Yeah.
So I love those signs. So I walk into this building with my husband, and it's a really kind of run down. It's been there for like 50 years. It's a printing studio. And
right.
the first thing I noticed, they have Tony Little's press kit in the front. Well, Tony's been one of my heroes.
Fine.
You know, we're both on HSN. We both sell fitness. He's
right.
he's the king of branding. He's amazing. I'm like, oh, my gosh, that's a great sign. But I'm looking around going, oh, it's kind of smelly, and the offices are old. They even had a turtle pond made out of cement in the corner of one office. I'm like, oh, and everything smelled like smoke, and I hate
right.
smoke, and the carpet was like, ugh. We opened the firewall between the front office and the back warehouse part,
mm-hmm.
full-on printing presses, printing studio. My dad was a printer. I grew up in a printing shop. The smell, the feeling, the chills. My husband turned to me, and he knew my dad,
you.
And he said, "Do you want to buy this?"
It all gets
like,
you.
I buy a building? Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
And he said, "But think about the dream. Think about you could have a space where you could bring people to you.
Absolutely.
You could do your workout videos. You could inspire people. You could create the Inventor Dream Center." And here's what's even crazier. So we gutted this entire building, found a wonderful architect. I have a round conference room. And if you watch that piece of videotape on YouTube about me,
mm-hmm.
you'll see drawings of it. We had a vision for it. I'm standing in it. We opened on Saturday. It looks like the thing we drew, the thing we've been dreaming about. It took 2 years to do this, and it's here.
Last Saturday?
Last Saturday. I think
wow.
the thing called the Forbes Factor. I did a transformational one-day workshop for women's only. We had a fashion show, and then we danced all night in my new TV studio, Inventor Dream Center space, and it's as magnificent as I hoped it would be.
Wow.
Right here, right near Mazzaro's. The other thing, build a place near a place you want to eat.
Exactly.
Because lunch is awesome.
You know what? I'd love to schedule something with you where we can do a live show.
Do you all hear that?
From the...
From my new television
from,
studio.
Yes.
Oh,
from
and
a
you
live
guys...
Show.
And can we invite the audience?
Oh, absolutely.
All right.
Oh, absolutely. We want to invite as many people on as possible so they can actually see. Remember, I believe in entrepreneurism. I believe in it from the soul.
Yeah.
And you are a living testament of being an entrepreneur.
And I want you guys, because it's the energy and the hopes and the dreams of changing the world, of getting your vision out there. How cool would it be to be in a room with you and 100 of your best listeners?
Oh, yeah.
Now, do people email you or blog
yeah.
you? How do they get to you?
Yeah, email.
Because I think if we can get X amount, I mean, maybe I give a spin gym away for free.
Okay.
To the 10th.
I tell you what, and we'll do that. We'll
yeah.
do that because I'm putting together something. Like I tell you, I believe in small businesses. I'm putting together for next year, it's called For Small Businesses Only.
Okay.
One of the biggest problems that small businesses have is getting credit.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
So we are going to partner with corporations and have them strategically align with small businesses.
I love
it. Where they can have packages when they leave this seminar, and we're going to do it on a cruise ship. So I'm going to have you captive for 4 days.
Oh, baby. I'll
yeah.
get you walking around the deck with my spin gym.
See,
and
there you go.
Dance all night. I love liking that. I'm just digging the cruise ship part.
Well, that's the whole part. I want you to dig the cruise ship part, but we're going to have corporations that's going to talk to you about everything from startup to sustainability.
Love it.
And when you leave, we want you to have about $2,500 in business credit to start building your Paydex score.
You got
to
hang out with this guy. He is on fire. But this is what you need,
yes.
and you've got a dream. You're
Absolutely.
The reality part.
Absolutely.
Oh, and I love it.
Yeah, this is what we're working on. So I see, yeah, the universe once again. I see us doing some really great things together, and I'm going to be picking your brain because I like what you're doing.
Thank you.
I really do.
And I love what you're doing. And the fact that you're listening today and you're a part of this, how special. Because
yeah.
we're experiencing it right now. It's
Absolutely.
It's really cool.
Yeah, you just opened, and I didn't know you just opened your door. And I do my research, and this just happened Saturday.
It was a soft open.
Yeah, well, we're going to do a hard open.
Ooh, man.
I like that. We're going to do a hard open. We're going to get enough traffic out there.
Yeah.
To the studio.
We do photography. We'll do videos. We'll do corporate videos. I train people. We do seminars, inventors, new products. You know, I get products on, by the way. If you've got that idea, that next $1 million idea,
right.
we do that seminar where I can get you on home shopping. I got lots
See, you
of... got
to do that because here's what, you know, one what? Of those breaks that we went to.
Yeah.
You said, told somebody about making $1 million
uh-huh.
with some products.
Right. Spin Gym has made more than a million. I mean, it's amazing. This little yo-yo that, by the way, when I was told to go home, little girl, it's not going to work. We've sold almost 500,000 spin gyms. Do the math.
Now, if my audience is listening in, if you notice, she just did a call to action, okay? What she said is, if you have a product, and remember, she's HSN, QVC.
Infomercial.
Infomercial queen. So if she's telling you that she's willing to look at your product and get it in the right places if it will work, that's an open opportunity.
By the way, I'm not a Shark Tank. I'm like a dolphin tank, kind of the tank you want to get in because she's cute and fun to hang out with. I don't want to eat you alive.
Well, I'm kind of like the shark in the back of your head. But I'm
like a dolphin manatee kind of girl mixed with a little blowfish.
When I was doing... Starfish. When I was doing my master's course, I was there with a bunch of... my counterparts were all nonprofits. They thought nonprofit. They lived nonprofit. And here I am, businessman, capitalist, in a room full of nonprofit thinking individuals. And I'm like, I understand you have that passion to give, but I believe in making money, and I can really give more once I've made money. Let me make money, and I can give a whole lot more instead of trying to just give, and I'm broke. So I was called a capitalist pig and all these. They weren't derogatory to me. They were absolutely uplifting. I believe in making money, but I also have that philanthropic heart to give and help others. I can't wait to see the studio. I really can't. I'm really excited about it because of what you're saying. You're saying, listen, I'm not the Shark Tank. I'm not trying to take your idea. I'm not trying to rape you financially. I want you to come out and let me see, and let's see how we can make this thing work, because I can tell you, everybody loves making money, but if they can do it with a coach, do it with a guru like yourself who has done this, who has sold over 2 billion products, in sales, that's huge.
Well, that's, you just brought up something. A couple things took me a lifetime to figure out, because I've been this maverick, this loner. You've got to have a coach and a mentor. And I'll tell you what, if you don't, you're shortchanging yourself, because they're out there, and they're out there for free. Not always for free. You know, you can pay a lot of money, but I'm saying even just a mentor.
Yes.
And I do believe in investing in yourself, and I do believe in paying for coaching.
Absolutely.
Look at Serena Williams, who's now a five-time Wimbledon champion,
yes.
Oscar, Olympic
gold medalist.
She's
exactly.
Got like five coaches. I know Serena. We actually have a product together called a cool towel on home shopping.
Okay.
I love the fact that we're in business together.
Yeah.
But she's got a strength coach, an eating coach, a tennis coach, a strategy coach. Who's your coach?
Yeah.
You know, it's not your wife. It's not your husband. It's not your best friend. It's somebody who knows how to play the game. Maybe they didn't even play the game, because sometimes, nobody's as good as Serena, but they can see it.
Exactly.
And coaches are invaluable. You know, one of my coaches, you're going to love this story. I'm trying to write a book with him. But NFL superstar Joe Theismann has been my speaking coach.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, we talk on the phone, and I said, Joe, you know what? You're this MVP quarterback.
Yeah.
No matter what you think about him, he's a brilliant speaker,
amazing
man. And a friend, and I'm like, you're a superstar. All I had to do was ask.
Right.
I mean, I can't believe I get to have him on speed dial.
Hey, all I had to do was ask.
Oh, and I showed up.
Yeah, and you showed up.
There you go.
It's not hard, people. You just have to ask.
It takes courage to ask.
It takes courage to ask. Well, here's the deal. You can sit on your sofa all day, and you can wonder, wow, geez, that's amazing. She's on TV, or he's on the radio. But what stops you from being here? What stops you from doing it?
And the saddest ones that I hear, oh, I had that idea. I could have done that Post-it thing. I knew, glued it and really stick. It's not about having the idea. Ideas are floating around.
All the time.
Hundreds of ideas. It's the people who choose to take action. Maybe somebody who runs into you and then understands how to do the business,
yes.
Who has a coach like me who says, here's the possibility. You got to get the team together.
Right.
And that has been, please don't take as long. I'm 52. I could have probably done this 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Don't wait.
Don't wait. Time is short. We're going to work on that. This show starts a series of focusing on small businesses. Like my coming up show is going to be about what can you do that's out there. The jobs are gone. What can you do as a small business or a person with an idea? What can you put in motion? And I expect to get a lot of traffic and feedback from that, because this is, meeting with you, like you said, I love when you walked in, you said the universe speaks to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think it's crazy, because the universe talks to me daily.
So what did you learn today? You learned that the universe is out there if you just listen to it.
If you listen to it.
That taking action requires a team.
Absolutely.
A thought plan, a dream. Surrounding yourself with five people who really can help you move forward.
Yes.
By all means, can we plug, where I'd love people to go?
Go for it.
By the way, do me a favor. Join me on Facebook. I'm approaching 47,000 fans on a page that says facebook.com/ForbesRileyFanpage. Think about it. If you had access to 47,000 people by saying something about what we're doing, posting a comment saying, hey, you saw SED. By the way, to the first person who actually posts right now on Facebook on my fan page, I will send a complimentary spin gym right now. So go to facebook.com.
Look,
Forbes Riley fan page.
You have no excuse.
Right. So say that you saw it. Say something about the show, and I'll ask you for your physical address and send you something nice. So you've got that. You've got ForbesRiley.com. You've got ForbesRileyBlog.com. And I love the fact you're going to be in my studio. We're going to do something live, and you guys are all going to get to meet. Can we promise that?
Hell yeah, promise. It's done.
What a way to start. Let's say.
I'm so excited. Listen, enjoy your Labor Day. I am happy that I had the great Forbes Riley in my office, in my studio, and I'm going to be in hers. Listen, enjoy your Labor Day. Try not to drink too much. Be safe, and I'll catch you next weekend.
WTAN, Clearwater, Tampa Bay, UDCF, Dade City, Tampa Bay, KLRG, Sheridan, Little Rock, and FM 94.5, K233BF, Little Rock.
Had the desire to do something adventurous, exciting, fun, delicious, or suspicious, and don't know why or when it hit you? Well, now you'll know. 441-3311. Yes, you'll hear it right here on your own local radio station. 1340 AM, you can shout your message to the world. Hear it on its highest note. Get people to come to your business, enjoy your services or goods, and the good news is it's affordable. Call 441-3311 for the fun of it at 727-441-3311. And, oh, by the way, my name is Lola.
Mr. Murray.
Yes.
I'm calling you from Egypt. How are you?
From Egypt. And how
I'm
is
calling
it?
You from Egypt.
And how are things in Egypt?
Egypt is great. We're chanting buddy, 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 buddy.
Oh, how nice.
We love your program over here. We love it.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. From Egypt, no less. How about that?
The Buddy Verdi Show, big band music every Saturday afternoon from 1 until 3 here on the Tan Talk Radio Network.
From the Sunshine State, this is Tampa Bay's...
You want to record a liner? Hey, you want to have her record a liner? She's going to record a liner. Yes, she is. She's going to record a liner. Yes, she is.